I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, December 19. Coming up, government moving to strengthen fiscal management framework. JCF to train 100 district constables, and Westmorland farmers expected to double Irish potato cultivation for 2016-17 crop year. The news in detail after the break.
Shopping online for Christmas? We want you to be cyber safe. Remember, stop and think before you click. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
Now the news. The government has obtained $50 million in loan financing from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, geared at strengthening the country's fiscal management framework. The agreement, entitled the Fiscal Structural Program for Economic Growth, FISPEG, was signed earlier today by Finance Minister Audley Shaw and Country Representative for the IDB, Therese Turner-Jones. Among other things, the funds will be used to strengthen tax policy and help boost tax revenues, ensure the sustainability of the national insurance scheme, and reinforce customs administration effectiveness. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Finance Minister Audley Shaw said the domestic economy will see several improvements as a result of the work being carried out under FISPEG.
It is expected that through the measures being implemented under the FISPEG series of programs, the business climate will be improved, primarily as a result of simplifying the tax structure.
Minister Shaw adds that the program will contribute to increased macroeconomic stability, a sustainable debt reduction trajectory, an enhanced investor climate, and an improved business climate that will attract new investments. Come next month, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will begin the training of 100 district constables to fill positions as regular constables in an effort to build the capacity and skill set of JCF officers. Minister of National Security Robert Montague made the announcement at a recent handing over ceremony of motor vehicles to the JCF.
The increased recruitment of men and women into the force, because we are currently faced with a very serious attrition rate. So far this year, over 400 men and women have left the force, and we are moving to increase the intake and the training.
Minister Montague says the JCF will be conducting two recruitment exercises next year in an effort to supplement the shortfall. He adds that the process would see the promotion of district constables who meet the requirements of the force and have years of service and on-the-job experience. Additional strategies to strengthen the capacity of the JCF include the deployment of mobile police stations into hotspots and the procurement of 40 dogs trained in narcotic detection and search and rescue. Farmers in Westmorland are expected to plant just over 70 hectares of Irish potato for the 2016-2017 crop year under the National Irish Potato Program. This is up from 31.2 hectares planted by 101 farmers for 2015-16. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says emphasis will be placed on the Irish potato belts of New Works, Content, Holly Hill, Dillion, Big Woods and Darlaston.
You, the farmers of Westmorland, you are considered to be among the top producers of quality agricultural produce in this island. And for that reason, we are urging you to play a major role in this National Irish Potato Production Program.
Minister Hutchinson was speaking at a seminar on December 15 in Darlaston, where planting material was handed over to farmers who also received technical advice. The ministry is targeting the planting of 1,200 hectares of the crop across all production areas of the country for 2016-17. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says a pension scheme for the country's tourism workers will become a reality by September next year. He says Cabinet has given approval for the establishment of the scheme to be funded through $1 billion from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF. This, Minister Bartlett says, will ensure that the pension scheme is tax-free.
Cabinet has approved the permission for us to go to the Parliament and to enact the legislation that will bring into being the pension plan for the workers of the tourism industry. The Cabinet has also given us approval to have an amendment to the Tourism Enhancement Fund to enable it to provide the seeding money for the fund.
The tourism minister was addressing airport workers at a breakfast event to launch the 2016-17 winter tourist season at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, St. James recently. The pension scheme will benefit hotel workers, red cap porters, ground transportation operators, craft traders, attraction workers, port workers, among others. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.